Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Wallisoff.
Hi, thank you, John.
Oh, well, this has been a wonderful day. It really, yes, two, yes, very, you know, and both these programs.
And educational.
Yes, and free.
Free.
There's a lot to go on between
Kate. Riveting.
Riveting, between Kate and Pam, the first guest with Fair Liberties Call, which is going to be July 9th and July 13th.
Friday the 13th.
And then, of course, Maria Gia and the town of North Hempstead's Fun Day Monday, which really, I didn't realize it was 40 years. But, you know, so I've only gone a couple of years ago. It was the first time I went. But even then,
I'm going to go this summer.
It makes sense. It really does. And to tell people about it, because that's how these things grow. And it really, a nice day at the beach and everything else. But now the important thing is the Christina Lu Show.
Yes.
There's no question about it.
She's the star.
She's the star, and I see stars here. But hello, Christina.
Hello.
Hi, Christina.
Yeah, hello. It was quite the fun-filled day.
It really was.
We're keeping people active, which is nice. You know, the summer's here, and it's nice to get out and do things. And speaking of Fun Day Monday, I also just want to reiterate that it kicks off on July 9th. You know, we were talking during the break, too. There's something for everyone, pretty much,
right,
at Fun Day Monday. You know, so you might be into the exercise, and you could choose. You don't have to stay all day. You can come and go, you know. But if you want to do transportation, you're able to do transportation. And there's just really good acts that are going to be there. They have these bands that have been at a bunch of them, which it should be quite the diverse mix of songs. But I really want to remind people to please, if you can't make it to all of them, definitely try to go to the July 30th one, which is the health fair. It's a great time for you to, you know, be at the beach, and just tons of different agencies that will be there with information. There'll be screenings, different literature given out. You know, you can make connections and stuff. It's a great place to kind of, and be at the beach while doing
right,
it.
Right.
So I think that's certainly.
And they have lots of shady spots.
Yeah,
at the
yeah. There's
beach
tons.
Too.
They put a lot of tents up, and especially that day, there's a lot of giant tents. You know, that you can go under to meet with things. But the screenings there, the free screenings that are offered, are really wonderful too. So I really recommend that people certainly check that out. And Maria Gia, actually, she mentioned too, which is one of my personal favorites, is the August 27th one, which is the last one. It's called Hometown USA, and it's a salute to the armed forces, and there's a classic car show, and it's really just, it's really, really nice. It's a great day.
We've talked about it already. It's a wonderful thing that the town puts on for the seniors.
Yes, I agree. And it's free.
Yes, yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's
And I
want to
remind people that, right, you know, there are pre-set spots for transportation pickup, but if you see a spot that is not, you know, near you, they will completely accommodate, you know, and find a way to get you on the bus, too, because it's nice to just get on the bus,
right,
you get there, bus
Actually,
takes
that's,
you home.
That's the 311. Call 311, mm-hmm, and you'll find out where a bus is.
311 is a fantastic.
Yeah, trip. Absolutely. So you say, when in doubt, just call 311, you know, with any of these questions. And I'm very curious about this beach craft that they're going to be doing. I'm going to have to inquire more about this, see if they need any assistance doing
this. This is the queen of crafts, yeah.
Also, I perked up. I was like, what is this secret craft that's going on with paint sticks?
Paint sticks. Interesting.
So you might see me at that one. I'm going to see if they need an extra hand, the community service department. But I think it's really great, and I encourage people to go meet new people. There's tons of entertainment, and definitely check it out because that should be absolutely very fun. Last week, was it the Parks Department we had on?
Yes. Mary McAfee.
So, you know, in addition to Fun Day Monday by the Community Services Department, we have the Parks Department is providing their amazing concert series, which is certainly jam-packed, and it kicks off on July 3rd.
It's at night.
There's all different times, yeah. So this is 7:30 to 9. It's at Mary Jane Davies Park,
okay,
which is right across from Town Hall in Manhasset. They will have a rain date, but, you know, to be determined on that, obviously. But July 3rd, 7:30 to 9 p.m. is Country Music Night. And you could, you know, if that's your thing, go to that. July 9th at Mary J. Davies at 7:30 is King Kai, which is a tribute to Elvis Presley. On July 16th is Family Night, which is Darlene Graham and the Shades of Green Band. It's really a great time to have your kids there, your neighbors, grandma, whatever it is. It's a great family fun event, too. And July 23rd is Folk and Rock Night, which should be exciting. And August 7th is Classic Rock and R&B over. And so that's at Mary J. Davies Park, which is, as I said, right across from Town Hall in Manhasset. So it's a great time to go. Bring a chair, bring a picnic, whatever you want to do, and you could sit there and enjoy the certainly diverse mix of things. And also they'll be having concerts at Clark Botanic Garden. So that is on July.
When are the concerts there? What time?
These are at 7 p.m. Tuesday night. This is Tuesday night concert.
And they provide chairs?
No, you bring a chair. Yeah, they ask you to bring
a
chair.
That's a good point.
Yeah, they said bring a long chair, you know, and a snack, and you know, whatever, a blanket, whatever your thing is. July 10th, it's Pat Farrell, which is a tribute to Billy Joel. And Pat Farrell, I've actually seen before. He does a great job.
He does a good job,
He's good. July 17th is Family Night, which is the Plaza Theatrical Productions will present The Wizard of Oz. July 24th.
When is The Wizard of Oz again?
That's July 17th.
And where is it?
This is all Clark Botanic Garden concerts. July 24th is Folk Night in the Garden. July 31st is Dance Visions, which is a visual art dance group, which should be really amazing. And August 14th is Step Into Celtic Night in the Garden, which is a new one. It's really, so those are the Clark Botanic Garden ones. And Clark Botanic Garden is at 193 IU Willits Road, and that's in Albertson. And there's a good parking lot there, and there you can park on the road there, too. So
right, right.
There's certainly ample things. So that is Clark Botanic Garden, which is jam-packed. And then our fabulous North Hempstead Beach Park also has concerts, and these are at 1 p.m. So it is July 8th, and it's Six Gun Country Music will be the first band. July 15th is the DRK's Motown band will be there. July 22nd is Endless Summer, which is a Beach Boy tribute band. July 29th is the Chicklets, which will be and Mary Mahaffey is very enjoys this one.
Oh, the Chicklets, I remember.
Yes, they are the singing songs of the best female R&B groups throughout the decades, which is really nice. And then August 5th is Paradigm, which does a whole array of songs, so from all the different years, they'll be everyone's favorites that everyone kind of knows the words to. You're not sure how you know the words to it, but somehow you know the words to it. So that should be really fun, too. So these are at North Hempstead Beach Park, which is located.
There are so many things going on.
Yeah,
in
we
the
keep
town
you busy.
North
Listen,
Hempstead,
you could certainly have
it's a pity to go away on vacation.
That's right. You know, save it for when it's like cold
but
and you, know, you want to go to a warmer climate.
Maybe they'll look into it. They don't do a Warped Tour.
That's right.
The town.
Well, they'll have to. They got to get a Jones
Beach. They
got to
get.
Right.
Got to get into the Warped
That's
Tour.
Right. I think we need to get in it. But this is North Hempstead Beach Park, 175 West Shore Road, Port Washington. And I just want to remind people, all concerts are free. But at the beach, there might be some parking fees. So.
Okay.
Yes,
I believe. I'm taking these if you don't mind.
I like John. Just he's quite the assistant. He's just taking my papers. Now there's also concerts offered at Manor Haven Beach Park, and these are. Kicks off July 13th, and that's 7 to 8:30. Petty Rumors, which is a tribute to Tom Petty and Fleetwood Mac. Saturday, August 4th at 7 is a tribute to the Grateful Dead, featuring the band Half Step. So those are those two. And that's Manor Haven Beach Park, which is located at 158 Manor Haven Boulevard, Port Washington. This is also free, but there are some parking fees. But
Oh, Manor Haven, okay.
You know, and I want to say, the Parks Department really... works really, really hard to schedule all these. And we could
and
certainly also...
And there's a new pool at the Clinton Martin Park.
Yeah, that's only for people that live in the a special district in New Hyde Park can go
right.
to that pool. It's not open to the entire town. So we just want to remind you of that. But
that.
You can go
right,
to...
Right, anything that Christina is telling us about, anybody
town
in the town of North Hempstead
yes.
can go.
And but, you know, the Manor Haven pool, everyone could go to throughout
right,
the
right,
town.
Right.
And there's also Tully Park, which is an indoor pool as well. But the Manor Haven Beach Pool, there you can go to that one. So that is certainly there's a lot of great concerts going on. I think there's something for everyone. We've pretty much covered all different types of music, which I think is really, really wonderful. So definitely check that out. This actually passed. I'm like looking at this thing.
I know they finished recently. I saw pictures. Clark would another path. They have a path of some sort to walk.
Yes.
I don't know what it is, but
yeah, they have, and I really encourage people. You know, we always say the Clark.
Do they have a guided tour?
They sometimes do. They don't have anything scheduled recently, but they have tons of classes they offer there. You know, we promote them before on composting and recycling rainwater. But I really just recommend people just go. You know, and you could walk it yourself, and there's tons of beautiful plants around and stuff, and you know, their things are labeled. It's really a hidden gem of the of North Hempstead. Oh, and there's also another concert, Michael J. Tully Park, which is July 28th. And this is featuring the Doobie Brothers tribute band. Yeah, so that should be. And that's 1801.
Doobie Brothers. That sounds good.
Evergreen Avenue, New Hyde Park. So check that out. I don't actually see a time on here. They need to update their press release because there's no time on there.
But that's probably 7:30, same thing.
Yeah, I'm not. Oh, here we go. 7 p.m. Okay. On the back, 7 p.m. So that's Tully Park. So if you're in the area, you know, and there, sorry, I wasn't handing my paper to John. He fully panicked there.
I don't have any of these, and I'm going to give them to my wife.
Yeah, there you go. Good. Be like, here, plan. Here you go. Here's our
plan
date.
Plan a date.
There we go. Steph, you heard it here first. But I really encourage people to check these things out. And like I said, you know, they're free. You know, everyone's always complaining, oh, I don't have anything to do. There's nothing to do. And it's a great reason to get out to the community and really just
and listen. The free is important for two reasons. One, economically, it's nice that the senior doesn't have to spend anything. But more importantly, if you don't like it, you leave.
Right.
I mean, you pay $20 and you say, this stinks. But you're stuck. You're not stuck, but it's a waste of $20. Whereas you go and say, this is not the music I thought it was going to be.
And many seniors are on fixed incomes.
100%. So it's a nice way out for free. And I say, if you don't like it, you and your friend leave and you go get a cup of coffee instead. It wasn't for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's just, it's nice, you know, these things are outside. It's just really a fun thing.
Oh, yeah, on a good night, a good, you know.
Absolutely.
Summer is always wonderful.
Yeah, and, you know, like I was saying, there's no reason to go on vacation. Save it for when it's cold here and you're trying to go into a warmer climate.
Right,
you know, right now, enjoy what North Hempstead has to offer.
Just very quickly, my partner at work, last week he was in Mohonk, which is a mountainy kind of thing. And then following day he was in Montauk. And he said, like, there's just so – I mean, he wasn't talking about Project Independence, but so much
Long
in
Island
New York
in general,
that you can – a two-hour ride and be in the mountains and do a trail.
Really?
So true.
And the next day be fishing off a pier.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, he's exaggerating that, but in North Hempstead, it's the same. Similar. You can go, you know, go to the beach. You can go to hikes.
North Hempstead
nature walks.
Wonderful.
Actually, we're going into our first break already. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.